Giant ear.
Zocalo, Mexico City,
Welcome to another edition of Giant Ear. I'm Johnny Farrow, your host. We're going to be listening to a lot of different things today. That's why I gave this show such a crazy title, McDosbev. What does McDosbev mean, you might ask? Well, let me tell you. It's a silly acronym. And sometimes I like to make up silly acronyms, and this was one of those times. So it's spelled MCDOSBEV, McDosbev. And it stands for this: Mexico City Dispatch. What's the next part? Oh, yes. Owl Sounds, MCDOS, Bird's Ear View, a three-part show in one crazy acronym. So you were just listening to part of the Mexico City Dispatch, which was dispatched to me from our good friend, whom we dearly miss, Andrea Poli. She attended the most recent World Forum for Acoustic Ecology meeting, which happened down in Mexico City, and she was kind enough to send along a wonderful recording that she made at the Zocalo. There you heard her voice at the beginning of that piece. And her report back to me on this, and not just to me, but to everyone, was that it was an incredible time had by all there, with a very magical sound walk led through Mexico City by Hildegard Westerkamp. And R. Murray Schafer was there as well, along with lots of other folks. And rather than read her report to you, I will refer you instead to my blog so that you can read it there, the full thing that she wrote, because it's an incredible amount of detail and very exciting to read, in fact. So go to www.johnnyfarrow.net, JONNYFARROW.net, and read that. I promise you won't be disappointed. So moving on to the next portion of the show, the Oss and McDoss Bev are Owl Sounds. I'd like to start the show, this portion of the show, rather. Should I have a sponsor for this portion of the show, maybe? How about Radio Shack? Okay. Radio Shack brings you Oss from McDoss Bev, Owl Sounds. Thank you, Radio Shack. Here we go. Some Owl Sounds from NYSA member Andrea Callard. And I believe there are some coyotes in this recording, too. It's actually three recordings, so I'm just going to play them back to back. And I believe these are all made in California.
Mm-hmm.
Those were some fantastic Owl recordings from Andrea Callard. Thank you very much for that. Next, we're going to move on to Owl imitations. I asked some friends and family members to call the house here and leave their impression of owls, any owl they could think of or wanted to imitate or embody. And this is the really mind-blowing result. What can I tell you?
7 new messages.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Moore, and here is my owl sound. I would note that the silences around the sound are as important as the sound itself. And it's always surprisingly low in register.
Hi, this is Jennifer, and this is my owl sound. Bye.
Hi, this is Mathieu, and this is my owl sound. That's a great horned owl. Bye. Hi, this is Mathieu, and here's my owl sound. Bye.
Hi, this is Todd, and here's my owl sound. Bye.
End of final message. To erase all messages, press erase again. No messages. No new messages. All message played back.
This is Jen, and this is my owl sound. I'm only kidding. I feel like I have like a new talent suddenly. Kind of dangerous.
Hi, this is Nicholas, and here is my owl sound. Bye.
Hello, this is Jill, and this is my owl sound. Okay, bye.
Hi, my name is Robert Peterson, and this is my owl sound. Thanks, bye.
Hello, this is Trina, and here's my sound of an owl with a rhinovirus. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Bye.
End of final message. End of final message. 2 new messages.
This message is for Johnny. I'm going to make the L sound that I remember from my childhood. This is mom. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks to everyone who called in and left an owl sound. You're stars, each and every one of you. And the last bit I want to play here before going into some more owl sounds is a commercial from my childhood for a piece of candy. Some of you may remember it, but it featured a very impatient owl. Here it is.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why, you never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out. One, two, three. Three.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
Really, if you were going to admit it, there's nothing better than a big, chewy hunk of chocolate in the middle of a sickly, sweet piece of candy. So why would you wait? Why wouldn't you just bite it? Anyway, this is the point the owl is trying to make. So if we are trying to learn anything from nature, from owls, especially because of their reputation for being wise, then I think we know how many licks it takes. So on to the next bit. More owl sounds. We're still on the os portion of McDosbev, thanks to Radio Shack, our giant corporate sponsor. Here we go. More owl sounds.
The barred owl. The great horned owl. Sometimes, when out at night, you can be lucky. This night was just that. Several screech owls in full orchestration. I have never heard this combination before, or never ever heard it again like this. The spotted owl. the Saweet Owl.
I just love those classic nature recordings. I couldn't resist throwing a few in there. So the last chunk here of Owl Sounds before we move into the Bev portion of our show, which is not sponsored by Radio Shack, by the way. We tried to convince them to sponsor the third and final portion of this installment of Giant Ear, but to no avail. They really have a thing for owls. I don't know what explains it. But the last section here is a lot of small samples of owl sounds of many different types, and they're all just kind of slammed end to end here. So you're just going to hear a lot of different kinds for several minutes. So sit back, pour yourself a McDoss beverage. Perhaps that's what we should have done. We should have gotten, for the third segment that's coming up, Bird's Ear View, perhaps we should have gotten a beverage sponsor, like milk or something, or, what's that drink they make in St. Louis? Anyway, here we go. More owl sounds. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So welcome to the Bev portion of McDoss Bev, Giant Ear. Like I said, we don't really have a sponsor for this portion, but that's okay. We're going to be fine. What you're going to hear coming up is an interview with the artist Rob Peterson, who is currently at the University of Georgia, and he and his colleagues are working on a project called Bird's Ear View, hence the Bev in McDoss Bev. And I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, and he describes the project, some of the ideas behind how the whole thing got started, what the project is, and we end up listening to a chunk of some recordings that he made while on a visit to New York back, I think, in the winter. So let's give that a listen. I don't think you need to know anything else. Enjoy.